This is the Today's RDH Dental Hygiene Podcast, the podcast for curious and passionate dental hygienists.
Sealants, not just for kids anymore, by Spring Hatfield, RDH, BSPH. As a dental hygienist, I consider myself a preventative oral healthcare specialist. Dental hygienists are one of the few healthcare providers with a primary goal of preventing disease, not just treating it. We have an entire arsenal of preventative procedures we can offer our patients, which ultimately leads to reduced cost and discomfort by reducing restorative treatment needs. Most dentists and hygienists recommend sealants for children. However, this preventative procedure should also be utilized for adults. If you're not offering sealants to your adult patients, then listen on, because I'm going to share science-based evidence which will explain why sealants aren't just for kids anymore. The percentage of adults with dental caries is staggering. The prevalence of caries in adults aged 20 to 34 is 85%, age 35 to 49 is 94%, and age 50 to 64 is 96%. Clearly, decay isn't just a childhood disease. There's not an age limit associated with dental decay. We see it in all ages, so why do we prevent it differently? Studies show pit and fissure sealants provide 100% caries prevention on the occlusal surface, as long as the sealant is retained on the tooth surface. Complete retention rate up to 1 year is approximately 85% to 100%. Subsequently, retention rate comes down to around 50% in 5 years' time. Once the retention rate comes down to 50%, it requires total replacement of the sealant. Sealants are an easy, non-invasive procedure that we could and should offer to all patients, without limitations. When discussing the placement of sealants on adults, I found one theme consistently used to explain why some clinicians are hesitant or simply don't support the idea at all, inadvertently sealing over caries. To this, I ask, are you aware that as a more conservative approach to caries management, the American Dental Association and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention updated their sealant recommendations in support of sealing non-cavitated caries in children, adolescents, young adults, and adults? To better understand the term non-cavitated lesion, let's refer to the American Dental Association's definition. Non-cavitated refers to initial caries lesion development before cavitation occurs. Non-cavitated lesions are characterized by a change in color, glossiness, or surface structure as a result of demineralization before there's a macroscopic breakdown in the surface tooth structure. These lesions represent areas within net mineral loss due to an imbalance between demineralization and remineralization. Establishing a balance between demineralization and remineralization may stop the caries disease process, while leaving a visible clinical sign of past disease. A study published in 2012, which assessed the possibility of arresting occlusal caries lesions in adults by sealants, as well as to assess the presence of radiographic progression, arrest, and regression of the sealed lesions, concluded that after 2 to 3 years, sealants successfully arrested the majority of the lesions. So this indicates the possibility of extending the criteria for sealing occlusal caries lesions in adults. By extending the criteria of therapeutic sealing of occlusal caries lesions in adults, it'll lead to increased dental health. Research indicates if teeth are sealed during initial caries, the number of viable bacteria decreases, leading to inhibition of caries progression. Another randomized clinical trial, published in 2017, compared success rates between sealant treatment and restorative treatment on occlusal caries lesions. Clinical and radiographic examinations were performed after 1 year and after 3 to 4 years. This clinical trial included 49 patients aged 8 to 43. The outcomes depended on the clinical performance of the sealant restoration and the control of caries progression observed radiographically. Survival analysis was performed to assess success rates. Over the 3 to 4 years of monitoring, 2 sealants were totally lost, 1 needed repair, and 1 showed caries progression, totaling 4 failures in the sealant group. In the restoration group, 1 failure was observed in need of repair. The success rate for the sealant group was 76%. The success rate for the restoration group was 94%. The sealing of occlusal caries lesions in permanent teeth succeeded in controlling caries over a 3 to 4 year period. However, sealed caries lesions require patient compliance in attending regular follow-ups to control the occurrence of clinical failures of the sealants. Even if the tooth must be restored at a future time, the use of a sealant will postpone the restorative treatment, mineralize the caries tissue beneath the sealant, reduce tissue tissue removal, and ultimately improve tooth prognosis. Even though there are multiple studies to support the use and effectiveness of sealants, as well as the recommendation by the ADA, less than 40% of practicing dentists are recommending sealing non-cavitated lesions in children, adolescents, and adults. The majority of the dentists surveyed recommended watching the lesion and re-examining in 6 months. I personally don't understand this concept. If the lesion will be re-examined in 6 months, why not try to arrest the lesion using a sealant? The survey goes on to give some insight into the reason why most practitioners are not adopting the updated recommendation of the ADA. They include a firm belief in clinical experience, which has shown that caries will progress under sealants, a concern that sealants don't last, and the lack of third-party reimbursement for sealants in adults. It appears as though we're faced with the challenge of overcoming long-standing beliefs, based primarily on personal clinical observations that seem to contradict scientific evidence. Science is ever-changing, and I'm personally thankful for the great strides that we've made in dentistry. It would be foolish to disregard science-based evidence that could improve the oral health of our patients. Dental hygienist's job is based on the premise of prevention. We shouldn't allow insurance companies, a poor belief in science, or personal bias to stop us from offering preventative services to our patients. I like to allow my patients the opportunity to decide if they prefer to prevent a disease or just wait and treat it when it becomes necessary. I've been offering sealants as a preventative treatment to my patients for several years. At first, I thought most adults would decline. However, I was mistaken. Many of my patients took advantage of this procedure, and I've seen it be very successful. I'm grateful that I worked with a dentist that supported and encouraged this treatment. If you're not already offering this service to your patients, I hope you'll review the research, talk to your dentist, and implement this preventative treatment. The ADA offers a great chairside guide you can find from the link in our article. Trust me, your patients will thank you for it.
Thank you for listening to the Today's RDH Dental Hygiene Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.